The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Jeff Rich and Andy Dorf taking you through the world of sports from the week, from over the weekend. Lots going on in the world of sports, but I'd be remiss if I did not first mention the tragedy happening in Charlottesville, Virginia. A sad state of affairs for our country, a sad state of affairs for our people. And, folks, three people left dead, two police officers in a helicopter, in probably an accidental death and one run over by a vehicle in a very savage, intentional murder. So we have a situation going on in Charlottesville, Virginia, that we're going to deal with. But sports are happening, people. Pennant races are shaping up, preseason football happening, just so much going on in the world of sports. Goodbye to Usain Bolt. Just not the most colorful finish that you're going to see from one of our greatest athletes, but all good things must come to an end, and all things end badly, otherwise they wouldn't end. Major League Baseball, Chicago Cubs in town playing the Arizona Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks holding their own after two games. Little bit uneven on Friday night. Saturday, the Diamondbacks get their pound of flesh back. All over Major League Baseball, all over the National Football League, we are seeing things. Marshawn Lynch back in the fold, kind of doing some things that are familiar from other folks. And it's not that big a deal anymore. I think that we're going to see Colin Kaepernick signed. I think that we're going to see people like Marshawn Lynch do their thing.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Ball is at the 8 on a first and goal now. And Wilson rolling against the grain, throws, caught, and into the end zone goes Luke Wilson for the touchdown. A fade and wide open. Doug Baldwin for the touchdown. He beats Troy Hill.
Oh, boy, what a move.
Third and 11. Line does its job. Going deep downfield, getting free. Lockett, touchdown. Seattle will go to 9-4-1. The Rams will go to 4-10.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff. All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He would be Jeff. I am Andy. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And obviously the other day we get the news about one Ezekiel Elliott being suspended for 6 games of the regular season, still allowed to hang out with the team, participate in all of everything that's going on now, and obviously, this doesn't start until the beginning of the season. Jeff, I don't know how this all hits you. You're an Ohio State guy, and Ezekiel Elliott is an Ohio State guy. We all know that. Now with the Dallas Cowboys, we know how good of a football player he can be on the field. But I think that the NFL has really shown that they're going to crack down on domestic violence. And I do not think that there should be any sort of leeway given to Ezekiel Elliott on this one. They have to hold strong. They have to hold firm. And I would really hope that Ezekiel Elliott just takes the punishment and moves on, to be honest with you, Jeff. Well, he's not going to do that. He intends to appeal. There's some, you know, there's some questions about the testimony given by, you know, his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, the victim in this case. And, you know, quite frankly, Ezekiel Elliott's not being punished for any one thing. Ezekiel Elliott is being punished for a pattern of behavior. You know, when they cite the St. Patrick's Day parade, you know, where he, you know, lowers a girl's shirt to, you know, to reveal her private parts, that's a, you know, that's something that in and of itself would, you know, would probably be okay to look in the other direction. But when you combine it with all these other complaints about him, 6 games, I mean, that's the lesson that they got from Ray Rice, was that 2 games isn't enough and 6 games is fairly close to appropriate. You know, I remember on this program when the Rice video first, or not even the video of him actually punching her, but the video of him actually dragging his girlfriend out of the elevator, you know, you put two and two together and you're like, okay, this guy should never play another game. And then they show that, you know, and then they reveal the video after he's suspended for 2 games and he's suspended for 6 and basically released by the Baltimore Ravens never to play football again. Ezekiel Elliott's going to play football again. He's going to play football in 2017. But I think that this is a strong message from Roger Goodell about protecting the Shield and protecting the image that you portray when you represent the Shield as a star player for a high-profile team like the Dallas Cowboys that Ezekiel Elliott is.
Well, and here's the deal. I think that it's interesting when you hear people talk about this throughout the country on the radio about, well, you know, he hasn't been charged by anything from the actual law, and we don't necessarily know if he's done anything. Well, here's the deal. I think people are really misinformed, because when you work for an organization, that particular organization can hold themselves at a higher standard or a different standard than that of the law. And it just is the way it is, man. I mean, people can want to complain and go, well, you got to be you're considered innocent until guilty, da-da-da-da-da. We all get that. I understand. That's fine and dandy. But again, once again, people aren't understanding. The NFL can hold themselves at a different standard, and they can impose different laws or sanctions or rules based upon that particular situation. So the bottom line is this. People that think that, well, you have to wait to see if he's done anything wrong before they can suspend him, that's incorrect, Jeff, and I just want to get that out there.
Now, unfortunately, I agree. Unfortunately, for the sake of the radio program, I happen to agree with you on that. You know, when we talk about innocent until proven guilty, I mean, we're talking about when your freedom is on the line. You know, Ezekiel Elliott's freedom is not on the line. His livelihood
exactly.
is to a certain extent. But, you know, these standards held by the NFL, you know, you work at State Farm, Coke, Pepsi, FedEx, UPS, wherever, you know, you're going to be held to a set of employee standards. And if you violate those standards, you don't work at Pepsi anymore. You know, you don't get to work at UPS anymore. So taking the high profile nature of it, you know, of what the NFL is and what professional sports are off of the whole thing. You just look at this as employer-employee discipline regulations, and it's, you know, I don't want to say it's more than fair, but it seems justified.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. I mean, look, bottom line is, if you want to do what Colin Kaepernick did, you're going to pay a price for that. If you want to do what
But hold on. When you talk about Kaepernick, Kaepernick stuff has not faced any punitive action for his demonstration. He has not been punished. When he opted out of his contract, and yes, you could tell everybody that he was going to be released with no guaranteed money anyway, so it was just a matter of semantics whether whether he opted out or he opted in and then they cut him with no money anyway. That's going to happen, but he's never been suspended. He's never been fined for any of this. He just can't find a job because nobody really wants to take him on at this point. It's a lot different than what Ezekiel Elliott and Ray Rice and, you know, a lot of no names that are just gone from the game because their 2-game suspension comes with a big headache that owners and coaches and front offices don't want to deal with on the other side.
I think they're similar in the sense of what you just said, is that people don't want to deal with Colin Kaepernick as potentially a distraction for them. So therefore, they're choosing to blackball the guy instead. I think it's fair to say that he is definitely one of the best 64 quarterbacks in the world, at least at this point. And yeah, he's had some struggles, but most of the struggles that he's having right now have nothing to do with the fact that he can or he can't play football. It's whether that they want to deal with the headache of potentially having this guy disrupt the locker room. And that in itself is, again, it's a different discussion. I agree with you, but I'm just throwing it out there as to different things that happen throughout the NFL and how they choose to deal with them.
You know, it was funny after the first set of preseason games on Thursday night, you know, Lewis Riddick comes on ESPN and say, yeah, they ask, what have you seen from Ryan Mallett? Now, Ryan Mallett is going to be the victim, you know, he's just going to be the object of criticism in all of this because of the Baltimore Ravens admitted that they were close to signing Colin Kaepernick and did these focus groups and reached out. And, you know, apparently they determined that he's not worth the headache that he brings with him. So when they asked what you saw from Ryan Mallett, Lewis Riddick is like, nothing. He's just terrible. Yeah. And you know, that's not about Ryan Mallett. That's more about the Baltimore Ravens not acquiring Kaepernick.
Yeah, no, look, I get it. And here's something that I found interesting. I don't know if you caught this or not, but Marshawn Lynch appeared to stage – somewhat silent protest in his return to the NFL as the Oakland Raiders running back remained seated during the national anthem. I don't know if you happen to catch that, but the team obviously lost to the Arizona Cardinals 20-10. But there are definitely some photos that show Lynch, who was suited up, but did not play, sitting in a cooler while holding the banana during the anthem. So I'm not really sure exactly what this is all about for Marshawn Lynch, but it seems like we're seeing some lingering effects from the Colin Kaepernick protest of last year. So we'll see how this affects Marshawn Lynch. We'll see what happens moving forward. We'll see if other guys want to make statements. It'll be interesting, Jeff. It really will.
What a difference a year makes, because it was about this time last year, about the second preseason game, that people started to take notice and the Kaepernick thing became a story. So Marshawn Lynch, non-story for me. Sit down whenever you want, as far as I'm concerned at this point in time.
All right, we'll just continue getting into it on the other side. He is Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody.
First and 10, Green Bay at the New York 30. Packers leading 14-13. Snap, Rodgers in the pocket, over the middle. Got Randall Cobb, bolting at the 10 to the 5. High stepping, end zone, touchdown, Green Bay. What an answer. 30-yard touchdown pass to Randall Cobb.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
They're going to walk Hanley Ramirez to load the bases and will bring up Benintendi with a chance to be the hero tonight.
Ball went away. Ball three. Another ball ends the game.
You got to take this pitch.
The 3-1. Inside. Ball four. Red Sox win it.
5-4 Boston.
Ball game over. Red Sox win.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He would be Jeff. I am Andy. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @byjeffrich, at Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, and then check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Look, if you don't know what's going on in New York, man, you don't know what's going on in baseball, because the Boston Red Sox have definitely been whooping up on the New York Yankees over the weekend. And Bryce Harper out indefinitely, but does avoid ligament tear, has damage to his injured left knee, but the National star outfielder is definitely out indefinitely because of significant bone bruise. So I'm not exactly sure what this will mean moving forward for them, because obviously time will tell, Jeff, but immediately this is definitely going to be a huge impact to the Nationals moving forward, and then obviously for what they could potentially do in the postseason. So what was looking so great may all of a sudden not look so great for the Nationals, my friend.
Has this organization, you know, you can even go back to Montreal with it, has this organization ever won a playoff series? I'm just curious. I don't think that they have, and I think that they've been in position. So this is kind of, you know, the Washington teams are very similar in a lot of ways. You know, always, you know, you look at the Redskins, you look at the Wizards, what they did this year. You know, it seems like they're really close, but really can't make any noise once the regular season's over and the playoffs start. And that goes across, you know, probably all four sports. You know, Capitals with one of the best players in the game can't reach the finals, but you know, keeping it in the immediate time frame, Bryce Harper, you know, it's obviously a big injury to a team that's really struggling for motivation, for reasons to play. So maybe this is a little bit of a blessing in disguise. Maybe this is when the rest of the Nationals clubhouse says, all right, you know, we've got to step it up. We've got to make sure that we, you know, we hold the fort while Harper's out. No tendon or ligament damage. So, you know, they're optimistic that he'll play this season. I mean, this might be a 10-day DL deal. This might be a longer stint on the disabled list, just because the Nationals, like I said, don't have a lot to play for day in and day out. So, you know, you might see them just giving Harper a break, making sure that thing is fully healed, making sure that he can make the biggest impact, you know, he can make the biggest impact possible for his team come the playoffs. But, you know, in the immediate time frame, and especially watching it in real time, watching the way that he slipped off that base and his leg went straight and his body went the other way, that's a scary moment, whether you're watching one of the best players in the game or not.
Yeah, no, you definitely don't want to see anybody getting hurt on the base paths, man. It doesn't matter who it is. But obviously, it's more impact when it's a guy like Bryce Harper, because we know the kind of impact he can have on his baseball club. So, and the rest of the league, for that matter, when you're talking about a guy like this. Potentially the NL MVP, at least very high on my list. I don't know about you, but how does this affect him for that, would you think?
Well, I think it would affect Paul Goldschmidt a lot more. I think Goldschmidt's in a better position to win the MVP, especially if he keeps the Diamondbacks in the hunt, given, you know, given their almost worst to first run. I know the Dodgers are in first place, but I would definitely think that he's a candidate, and I would definitely think that if he misses a significant period of time, it's probably going to disqualify him.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, Goldie obviously is on my mind as well, but I also think Harper is on a lot of people's mind, and maybe at this point a little bit of an edge to Harper. But with that being said, this opens the door for Goldie to go out there and obviously continue to make his mark, and gives him an opportunity to get a leg up on this race. So we'll see how it all affects everything. Hey, let me ask you this, man. I'm just kind of looking at the standings all around the league right now, and the Yankees are trailing the Red Sox by 4.5, and obviously it's just been about what the Red Sox have done to them over the weekend. We know that, but your guys, the Cleveland Indians, kind of making their move a little bit, a 4.5 game lead over Minnesota, a 5-game lead over Kansas City, who got hot for a little while, but they've obviously kind of cooled down a little bit as they're 3-7 over their last 10. Houston, another club like Washington that we're talking about, who doesn't have a lot of competition within their own division, so we'll see how that affects those guys later on in the season. But I'll tell you what's gotten pretty interesting: the Central, the Cubs and the Cardinals now tied. The Cardinals, winners of 8 straight, they've really figured things out, Jeff, over the last 10 ball games, and even maybe a little bit before that if you ask me. But the Brewers still in there, kind of hanging on. They got a nice victory yesterday in 10 innings. I believe they had a walk-off, so you know what? Good news for them. They're hanging around, but I don't think that they're going to wind up being a big factor. I think they continue to fade a little bit. And then, like you said, man, the Dodgers, just a 17-game lead at this point. When it's kind of crazy when you think about the All-Star break, man, when they were like trailing by 2.5 games or whatever to the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Rockies, or they may have had a 2.5 game lead at that point, whatever it is. My point is what's happened ever since the All-Star break is significant. The Los Angeles Dodgers pretty much don't lose. That's a really, 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 really good baseball team. And I just think that if they don't win the World Series, man, it's a complete failure at this point, because this baseball club is built to win right freaking now, Jeff.
They were really, really darn good before they added Yu Darvish, and that's a move that's only going to help them going forward. You know, as I recall it, I think I told you right around the All-Star break, when those three teams in the National League West were jockeying for position between Colorado, Arizona, and the Dodgers, and I said the Dodgers are clearly going to pull away, and they're going to do it soon. And I think that they ended up going 44-7 in their next 51 games. So a little bit of truth there. I didn't put it out there publicly, but I did share that with you privately, that there was no question that the Dodgers were cut above, and it was only a matter of time. And that time has come and passed, and the Dodgers well in the driver's seat, and Colorado, Arizona, you know, whoever doesn't win the Central Division, you know, jockeying for position in that wild card, I don't think that's a done deal yet. I would be surprised if it doesn't end up being Colorado and Arizona in that wild card. But, I think that you're seriously looking at a chance of the Chicago Cubs, the defending world champions, missing the playoffs the year after. And I think a lot of it goes to the type of leader that Joe Maddon is, that it only works for so long, and it worked last year, and I don't think that it's working as well this year. I think there's something seriously up with the Cubs, and I think that the Brewers and or the Cardinals could be the benefactors of the Cubs having, I don't even think it's a World Series hangover as much as it is the charm has just run out. The whatever Maddon was doing right last year, trying to do the same thing again this year, just not working out for them.
You know, it's crazy, because we give a guy praise when everything's going well, right? And now that everything's going bad, we say, well, maybe the magic is worn out. But I think it's a good point, especially when you're talking about Joe Maddon, because they won the World Series despite that guy, or, you know, because the bottom line is he tried to do everything possible to lose those games with his pitching rotations, with how he was handling certain situations throughout ball games. So I think you got a good point. You know, they got lucky in a lot of ways when you really think about them being able to win the World Series with all the mistakes that he kept making. So they just had so much talent. And maybe this year, you know, everybody, it's not that they don't have as much talent, it's just that everybody's kind of caught on to what's going to happen when you're playing the Chicago Cubs, and they're a little bit more prepared for it. And with that being said, the Chicago Cubs are less prepared because they think everybody's going to succumb to them, and it's just not happening this year. And with that being said, they've opened the door for the Cardinals, man. The Cardinals have come on really, really strong, and I don't think that the Brewers are going to be the beneficiary. I think that the St. Louis Cardinals may be the beneficiary because we've seen it year in and year out. This is a baseball team that competes at this time of the year for being in the playoffs, and I think that they're ready to compete one more time with the Chicago Cubs this season. So it's going to be a good race, man. That's all I can say, and I think that hopefully it'd be interesting if the Cubs don't make it, man. When's the last time that that's happened where a team doesn't make the playoffs after – getting to the World Series the year before, do you know?
Oh, I don't think the Giants. I don't think the Giants made it a couple times after their 3 and 5 years. I think those years in between for the Dodgers have been pretty lean. But I only mentioned the Brewers as a formality because you are from the great state of Wisconsin.
Hey, I love the Brew Crew, man. They're okay, but they're about a year or two out of their time. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I am Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Jeff Rich. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Kershaw for the save. Two on and two out. This is a game that's going to be remembered for a very long time. The pitch to Defoe. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Dropped by Ruiz. Throws to first. And the Dodgers are going to Chicago as Clayton Kershaw, in his first relief appearance in 7 years, records the save. The Dodgers come from behind and beat the Nationals 4-3 to win the National League Division Series.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and Jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey, baby! We're
How in the world? John Ryan to hold. Oh. And he misses it. That's impossible.
Oh, my God.
That is impossible.
I'm telling you, there's something inside his brain about this building.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That could not have happened.
You know what? Maybe this is justice for all concerned.
Oh, man. I guess if a game deserves to wind up in a tie, this is the one.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Just some reminders of one of the terrible football games that we were watching last year from October, I believe, of 2016, I think it was week 7, October 16th or something along those lines. But anyways, welcome back, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And then, obviously, since you heard the music, you got to know we're going to go and talk a little football. Obviously, the beginning of the football season has started, as we have a little sample size of some guys that are going to either make or not make a name for themselves. And a guy that I do think is going to make a name for himself is this Deshaun Watson kid. I think the kid's going to be a heck of a football player. I just think he's one of those guys that has the ability to go out there and lead other men, and he's not afraid to do it with style, class, smarts, to be honest with you. The guy's pretty sharp out there, and I just think that he's one of those guys that will get it on the next level. But, Jeff, we have a small sample size, obviously, so far. I don't want to get caught speeding. I do know that there will be a learning curve, but I do like this kid, and I really like the upside. And with that being said, Trubisky obviously got out of the gate okay for himself as well for the Chicago Bears. He had an impressive run at it, if you will. Again, we're getting a real small sample size, but you're seeing some promise out of these guys, and they were the two top quarterbacks taken in the 2017 NFL draft, Jeff.
We're definitely getting a taste. We're getting a taste of these rookies doing what we – I don't want to say that we expect them to do great things, because, you know, you go out there and, you go 1-for-7 and you throw 2 picks. You know, people are going to make noise. That's the – you know, that's Ryan Lindley playoff-level numbers. You don't want to be there.
Right.
You know,
right.
I think that what we're seeing, though, what I'm seeing is the dilemma – that you don't want to start these guys on day one because you don't want to shake their confidence. But if they are the best guy for your football team, they give you the best chance to win, you're going to put them out there. But I look at Deshaun Watson, and I think of the deficiencies that you're working with when you're working with Tom Savage, who's supposed to start for the Houston Texans. I'm looking at Mike Glennon, and I'm looking at the dumpster fire that he brings to Chicago if you're trying to let Mitch Trubisky sit and learn for a year. By the way, he did look very good playing against the Denver Broncos backups and probably taxi squad and guys that won't play in the National Football League this year. But he looks great. You know, Deshaun Kizer, second round pick. You know, I think it's a testament against Brock Osweiler when Brock Osweiler looks lost and Deshaun Kizer comes in and again playing against a different level of player, playing against twos, threes, and won't be in the NFLs. But Kizer looks like the real deal. So you have these kids that give you something to be excited about. You know, the 2004 draft with Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers, and Ben Roethlisberger, three Hall of Famers, was a very long time ago. I think that we're looking for talent to come through the league, and when you get excited about the draft, it's just that. You're getting excited about the draft, but when you actually get to see these guys get out there and play a little bit against, again, flawed competition, but it's a very nice thing to see, and I hope that all three of them are very successful, especially Kizer playing for my beloved Cleveland Browns.
That's why I think it's a guy like Leonard Fournette's got to be careful when he's talking about, oh, this is a lot easier than I thought it was. Guys are slower than I think they are, and this and that and the other. Because, like you said, man, these are a lot of players that are just out there on the field. They're not going to be seeing any time come regular season. They're probably going to be packing groceries or getting another job, whatever it is. They're an accountant. Who knows? But truth be told, I think you got to be careful when you're talking about how easy something is when the caliber player you're going up against is not what you're going to see week one, and they're going to load them up in the box and they're going to key in on you because you're the only option that a team has or something along those lines. So I just think guys got to be a little bit careful when they go out there and they talk a little bit too crazy about how easy something is.
Fournette's comments are idiotic, you know, and I'm so tired. You know, this brand thing with the SEC saying that the SEC is better than the NFL is just so beyond ridiculous. And I know what he's doing. He's trying to promote, you know, the guys that walk the halls at LSU and Alabama and Auburn and Ole Miss. He's trying to promote it like they play a better brand of football than gets played in the Big Ten. And, you know, we've seen a team from the Big Ten beat Alabama to advance to a championship game, which they won. We've seen a team from the ACC beat Alabama, which is the creme de creme of the Southeastern Conference. So I am tired of hearing about this SEC speed. I am tired of hearing about how SEC football better prepares these guys for the National Football League, because it's just not true. You were playing against the New England Patriots backups in August, when nobody is really playing for anything. Leonard Fournette, why don't you do something when the games count, and then maybe we'll have an ear open for your SEC propaganda?
Well, I mean, again, I'm going to piggyback that. I don't think it has anything to do with SEC. It could be a guy from the Big Ten. It could be a guy from anywhere, man. It really makes no difference. Like you said, there's no rhyme or reason for why or who becomes a great player in this league. And it has no, I mean, it may have a little bit to do with some of the competition, obviously, that you're going up against before you get out there. But I don't necessarily think I give all the credit to that, because truth be told, there's great players from every conference, the Pac-12, the Big Ten, like I said. It doesn't really make a difference. So that's a little bit crazy. That's a little bit outlandish on his part. But truth be told, man, that's why guys do stuff. They say things, they go after it, and you got to give them credit for at least giving an attempt to inspire other people, because believe me, man, come week one, everyone's going to be inspired to shut that guy down, to shut him up, and to show him how tough and physical the National Football League is each and every week, and how much you have to put your body through, and the tests that you go through each and every week against those other guys on the other side of the field. So he'll learn, man. It just takes a little time. And, you know, it's kind of good, though, to see guys having some early success, because it does build their confidence and it does make them think that they can go out there and they can compete. On a different note, man, and I don't think this is something that is on everybody's mind, but it's on a lot of people's mind when you're talking about fantasy football. How does it affect people not being or not thinking that Ezekiel Elliott potentially is going to be suspended, whether it gets knocked down to 4 games or 2 games, whatever the suspension is? We do know that there will be a suspension levied to Ezekiel Elliott at some point. Whether it's 6 games, I don't necessarily know if that's going to be the case, but I could easily see it getting knocked down to 4 games. Do you think that affects people when they talk about fantasy football at all?
No, it has to. I mean, you're looking at Elliott as, and I don't play fantasy football, so I have no idea what the rankings are, but I imagine he's a top 10 player given what he did in his rookie season, given the team that he plays for, given the line that he runs behind.
I'd say he's higher than that. I'd say he's probably the number 2 or 3 running back, depending on Le'Veon Bell and obviously David Johnson.
Can you draft a good enough team to afford to take him early? You know, I would say it probably drops him into the second or third round. You know, I took Tom Brady a year ago, knowing that there was going to be a 4-game void, and at the end of that void, you still have Tom Brady. I started out 1-3, and I didn't lose another game after that. So
yeah,
you know, it depends on how much you could afford to, you know, you think you could afford to field a team. without the pick, you know, wherever you take him, second or third round, you know, if you can afford to play without him on the field for six games, four games is a good point. You know, just going back to the actual football perspective, four games is what Ben Roethlisberger ended up being reduced to after he was levied a six-game suspension for repeated behavior, whether it was in Tahoe, whether it was in Milledgeville, Georgia, where he didn't break, where he wasn't charged with any crimes. But, you know, even that prosecutor who opted not to charge him with a crime said that it's going, you know, we prosecute crimes, not morals. So they acknowledge that something was wrong with Roethlisberger. I think that many people acknowledge that even if not illegal by the letter of the law, the things that Ezekiel Elliott's been caught up in are not good for the league's image. And the league's going to make him sit and think about that for a little while. It will probably be six games is what I'm thinking.
Well, they should, man. They should let him get his life straight, man. You can't go out there and put your hands on other people. Think about it, man. The NFL's giving guys suspension for a year when they're smoking marijuana. So bottom line is, dude, this should absolutely be something that they take very seriously. Like we've learned from the past with Ray Rice and everything else, man, this is not something to take very lightly. So they will absolutely come down pretty hard on Ezekiel Elliott. Go ahead, man.
Let me jump on that for a second, because obviously a year for smoking the hippie lettuce is a little bit excessive, but
it's crazy.
You know, not everything has to be a comparison. You know, we could reduce the pot punishment without having anything to do with the domestic violence punishment. So, you know, I think that those are two separate issues, but I think that we're going in the right direction with domestic violence, where I don't really see any movement being made on these ridiculous drugs that they don't need to be testing for in the first place.
Look, I mean, I think we could probably compare the two in the sense of we say, hey, Jeff, what do you think is worse, domestic violence or if a guy gets caught smoking marijuana? And I think that we're both going to agree 10 out of 10 times that the guy doing the domestic violence is much worse. And that's a guy that you would probably not want to have to continue in your organization, or for that matter, continuing in any organization that is involved in the same type of activity that you are. So,
well, and this doesn't really pertain specifically, you know, exclusively to this conversation. I just want to kind of get it out there that just because there are two problems out there, you don't have to you don't have to take problem A and conflate it to problem B. You know, like, you know, in society, people have problems with the military paying for transgender operations, but they're like, oh, what about Trump golfing? Well, maybe Trump should golf less, and we shouldn't throw this money toward, you know, they're two separate issues that, you know, when you conflate them, sometimes you blur the message of what you're trying to accomplish. The message that we want to try to accomplish here is that we want to punish domestic violence. We want to say that it's not okay. And when you bring marijuana into the conversation, I just think that it blurs everything.
Okay, well, and I can understand that, and I get it, but truth be told, I was just making a comparison in the sense of is that we're getting rid of a guy that smokes marijuana for a whole season, whereas we're only getting rid of a guy that has domestic violence and repeated domestic violence for six games. And I think that that's pretty crazy when you compare the two, because for the most part, marijuana is illegal, at least medicinally, whereas we all know that domestic violence is a crime, not only in the NFL, but a crime in the court of law. So the bottom line is it's pretty crazy. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we'll get back at it on the other side. We're going to wrap up hour number one of the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Bama with pressure. There's an interception taken by the tie. Down the left side. They're going to walk it on in. Touchdown, Ryan Anderson.
And he gets free again. Look at Bo go. Scarborough inside the 10. The tide is rolling late.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home.
for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. This is the final segment of hour number one here on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Get at us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hey, Jeff, PGA Championship going on. Just a couple minutes as we are obviously just before the break of hour number one and number two here on the program, but a lot of Americans atop the leaderboard there, and then Hideki Matsuyama right back there in the mix once again. I don't know about you, man, but I love golf in the sense of we never know who's going to win. There's so many new winners on the tour week in and week out, and truth be told, I never get bored with it. If there's one thing I can say about golf, yeah, you might think it's a little slow paced and whatnot, but you never get bored with hearing all the new names that happen to surface week in and week out throughout the golf season. It's pretty cool stuff.
Well, you know, Matsuyama, always at the top of the major leaderboards, you know, seems to be always a bridesmaid, never a bride. And it's kind of funny because, you know, obviously all these golf tournaments start on Thursday and they wrap on Sunday. And, you know, I got Browns preseason football, so I'm trying to keep Kisner and Deshaun Kaiser straight. And, you know, Kisner's really, legitimately held this lead. And, you know, this is one of the big ones. And, you know, like I said, Matsuyama might break through, Oosthuizen, Justin Thomas, you know, you got all these guys towards the top. You know, I don't want to say no names because, you know, there's a really snobby approach to golf. If you only watch four tournaments a year, you know, you're going to be hung up on the McIlroys and the Spieths and whatnot.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but there's a lot of great golfers out there in the world. Hour number one in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. We will be back in just a little bit. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We are currently treating this as a criminal homicide investigation.
That's the police chief in Charlottesville, Virginia, where an Ohio man is behind bars charged with second-degree murder for driving a vehicle into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally yesterday. Here's more from Scott Sands.
James Alex Fields, a 20-year-old from Maumee, Ohio, a Toledo suburb, is now in custody of Charlottesville police without bail. Fields is charged on suspicion of second-degree murder and other charges after running into a crowd of people peacefully protesting a white nationalist rally in that Virginia college town on Saturday.
Dozens of people at those rallies were injured in clashes with each other as well as with police, and two Virginia state troopers died when a helicopter patrolling the scene crashed. This is USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition summer essentials set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
More now on yesterday's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. President Trump reacting, saying, "There's no place in America for hate and division." Terry Moore with that part of the story.
Speaking in New Jersey, Trump reacted to the weekend violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
"We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides."
Violence erupted at a white nationalist rally over the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Trump said it's long past time to heal the wounds in the U.S.
"We must love each other, respect each other, and cherish our history and our future together."
The president made his remarks before signing a bill aimed at helping veterans.
The Pentagon confirming several leaders of ISIS in Afghanistan are dead after a U.S. airstrike on Thursday. The Pentagon reporting that the attack did kill Abdul Rahman, and three other commanders were also killed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Singing could help people with Parkinson's disease. New research out of the University of Iowa finds regular vocal exercises help strengthen muscles used in swallowing and breathing, areas affected by that disease. Singing not only provides that benefit, the study finds, but also tends to improve mood and stress. The study was published in the journal Complementary Therapies in Medicine. A former DNC chairwoman's actions are still drawing criticism, including from members of her own party, as we hear from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz getting blowback from her own party amid a criminal probe of one of her former staffers. The former DNC chair under fire for continuing to employ IT aide Imran Awan even after he was under federal investigation for a data scan. Awan was arrested by the FBI, accused of violating congressional security policies and stealing equipment from Congress. Schultz eventually fired Awan and accused Republicans of racially profiling the Middle Eastern staffer. Nikki Barnes, a DNC member from Wasserman Schultz's home state of Florida, told Politico she wishes the former chair would, quote, go away and stop being so public by doubling down on negative stories. I'm Jason Wirt.
And a lot of bleary-eyed people around America on this Sunday as they were up all night watching the peak of the Perseid meteor shower lighting up the sky into early this morning. NASA saying there were more meteors to be seen, although it might have been canceled out by the brightness of the moon.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Bryce Harper goes down for the Washington Nationals. Ezekiel Elliott out for the Dallas Cowboys for 6 games. So much happening in the sports world. Jeff, good morning. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Experiencing a little bit of rain here in the Valley of the Sun, but, you know, we could use the cool down period. And, you know, the NFL is not cooling down. If anything, it is heating up.
Oh, most definitely. NFL in full throttle. As we know, we have gotten our first taste of some preseason action from some young guys, some older guys, and you know what? We can't get enough of it, man. They got the best brand, as we all know, because there's only 16 weeks, and they just leave us starving for more. So anyways, keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. He would be Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and then also at Dorf Online. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
No promises.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
No one can tell us where
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about you or loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, scrambles right. Now, winds up, rainbows into the end zone. It is caught. Yes. Fly to the end zone. Yes. Randall Cobb. Touchdown.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then hit Jeff up at By Jeff Rich. And then, obviously, check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And that's like, seriously, dude, that is like the sweetest music, the best comeback that I could ever listen to, Jeff. As you know, I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan, huge Aaron Rodgers fan, and the thought of the Hail Mary is just something that I think about. And it's not a lucky play. I hate to say it, man. It is a planned play. You tell guys, hey, you're going deep. I'm going to throw this ball as far and as best as I possibly can, and it's up to you to go up there and make a play for me. So the Hail Mary is a play that is just something that you don't see executed all that often. But when we talk about Aaron Rodgers, that's a play that he does execute. So I really hate when people call it a lucky play or whatever, because bottom line is I think every play that hits and connects and you have a great play happen, it's somewhat lucky. And it's all planned. It's all designed. But you have to have everything work out perfectly for you to go out and make that play. And that's what happens for the Aaron Rodgers led Green Bay Packers when we're talking about Hail Marys, because they're just a thing, man. That's something that he does. So be ready for it. That's all I'm saying.
You shouldn't hate when people call the Hail Mary a lucky play, when they call a Hail Mary a lucky play, because 99 times out of 100 or 95 times out of 100, when it works, it's going to be luck. But when you watch Aaron Rodgers execute the play, whether he's doing it in Arizona, whether he's doing it in Detroit, one of the common themes I've noticed is that he throws them a lot better indoors under climate control than he would dealing with the elements. But it is a skilled play. And to my knowledge, Aaron Rodgers is the only one that throws the Hail Mary with accuracy and skill. So you should be happy that everybody else calls it lucky, because in Rodgers' case, it is not. It is a design. It is a play. And it's worked on multiple times, and it's worked multiple times within the same game. There are easy ways to defend it. The degree of difficulty on pulling off the skilled play that Aaron Rodgers does is something that's incredible. But at the end of the day, I think that he's the special class that is not lucky when he throws it. It's just a matter of, did he throw it the right way? I think that there's two sides to that coin too. You could praise him for being able to pull off that play. But on the flip side, when it doesn't work, you're going to say, oh, Rodgers failed, rather than Rodgers wasn't fortunate enough to have one of his guys catch the ball. It's an interesting thing. I look at Hail Mary wins as flukes. The Cleveland Browns in their first season, their very first win, I think they were like 0-9 or something like that. And Tim Couch threw a Hail Mary that ended up in the hands of Kevin Johnson. And the Cleveland Browns got their first win as an expansion team back then. It was just like, all right, that's not really a win that they really earned, as much as New Orleans kind of let them have it and they got lucky at the end. I very much thought it was lucky at that point in time.
Look, man, they're lucky, but again, when you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, they're not lucky, because this is a planned play. It's a planned play for everybody, but it's, again, like you said, it's a lot about how you throw it. It's a lot about how your guys go down there and give their effort to really make a complete 100% effort to go after the ball for their guys. So, look, man, it is what it is. Speaking of that, did you want to get into some of the younger guys in the league right now, some of the rookies, and maybe some of the things that you've seen so far from some of those up-and-comers or guys that hopefully will be up-and-comers for teams?
Well, let me just kind of keep the conversation general. We'll go through the top of the draft. Obviously, teams that are picking at the top need the most help. Maybe we won't see them in the playoffs unless they traded up to get a pick. But, I look at the Browns adding Myles Garrett. He looked like the real deal in his first preseason game. He's working with Joe Thomas, every day in practice. As long as Joe Thomas plays, that's going to benefit Myles Garrett. But, the Browns are probably a team that's shooting to win 3 to 5 games this year, so who really cares? The Chicago Bears, you look at the rest of the black and blue, and you have some legitimate teams. I know that the Packers are a cut above, but I think the Minnesota Vikings, the way that they play defense, the way that they play under Mike Zimmer, is no real coincidence. I think the Detroit Lions, the talent is there. I think that Caldwell is somewhat of a vanilla coach. You subtract Anquan Boldin, which is going to hurt Matthew Stafford. I think that that's a team that's going to hover around 7-9, 8-8. They could be headaches for teams like the Vikings and the Packers, but the Bears, they very much run the risk of going 0-6 in the division every year until they get better, just because the rest of the division is that much better. Mitch Trubisky, man, it looks like this guy maybe should be playing sooner rather than later. Fournette had a good debut against the Patriots. Great day with his legs, terrible day with his mouth. Corey Davis, I look at, with the Titans, I look at that guy as a weapon for Marcus Mariota. Let's see if Tennessee can kind of turn the corner this year. I think the AFC South is wide open, and I also think that it could be a very mediocre, much like I refer to the National League wildcard teams. It could be a very mediocre division champion coming out of there, but like you said, Deshaun Watson being added there, the Texans traded up to get him. So, I think that Houston has felt their quarterback away for a number of years, and they've tried it different ways. And I think that ultimately they're not going to be happy with Tom Savage, and Deshaun Watson will probably play before the weather gets cold, and not that it gets particularly cold in Houston. And I think that there's a lot of good role players added in this draft. And, I think that we're going to focus on the quarterbacks a lot. Pat Mahomes could he unseat Alex Smith as the starter for the Chiefs? Not because, you know, Smith is playing particularly poorly, just because you have this dynamic weapon in Patrick Mahomes too that could go out there and really, you know, create opportunities for the likes of Tyreek Hill. And you know, the Chiefs defense is no joke, so that'll be an interesting race there too.
You threw out a bunch of things there. You didn't catch on to Jamal Williams, the youngster for the Green Bay Packers, who may have earned himself a starting job over Ty Montgomery, who didn't look so good in his first debut as the starting running back for the Green Bay Packers. Look, I also think this Buda Baker kid, I've been watching him a lot, because obviously I'm right here for the Arizona Cardinals, but he's got great awareness out there, good break speed to the ball, made a few plays that I saw yesterday as the Cardinals were playing the Raiders, you know, so or just the other day. The bottom line is that there's going to be a lot of guys out there that'll make some impact. I mean, what about Dobbs? What about Christian McCaffrey? That kid looked pretty solid too. And again, it's going to be about those other guys, those veterans going out there and trusting those young guys to go out there and make plays for them. And I think as the year goes on, you'll see that trust happen. But early on in the season, it'll be interesting to see if guys like Cam Newton are trying to put too much pressure on himself instead of totally relying on a guy like Christian McCaffrey and being at ease with letting Christian McCaffrey go out there and perform. So I think there's, you know, going to be a little bit of a feeling out process for everybody, Jeff. And, you know, you're getting that time right now, but ultimately you're not going to see these guys playing together till a little bit later in the preseason. So we'll see how quickly some of these guys can gel together.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Packers get it done not with their top picks. I mean, they took Kevin King. They needed help in their secondary. I know that you wanted them to take Dalvin Cook out of Florida State. But, you know, if a guy like Jamal Williams, who is, what, like a fourth-round pick, you know, if that's a guy that can unseat Ty Montgomery and give you a legitimate running option, I think that it makes number 12 even more dangerous.
Yeah, no, I mean, bottom line is they just have to get a guy that can get in there and obviously mix it up a little bit on the ground for the Green Bay Packers. We know how good Aaron Rodgers is with his arm, but you got to have the dual threat. It just makes sense, man. So they got to find someone that can step up. I know we got to step up, too, and take a quick pause for the cause. So we're going to do that. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. Adorance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Takes the shotgun snap. Bears bring pressure. He throws it over the middle. Wide open Shepherd. Touchdown, Giants. 15 yards. Manning to Shepherd. And the Giants are in front.
Carson Palmer puts Fitzgerald in motion. He has Andre Ellington to his right. Takes the snap on third and goal. Carson fires left. Intercepted. And it's picked off by Karen Zuman. And he speeds to the 30. To the 40. He's inside the check by Xavier Rhodes. To the 30. 20.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Obviously loving the football, man. It is king. We can't get enough of it. Welcome back, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports. He would be Jeff Rich. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, man. What's up?
I have a question. We're coming off the MLB trade deadline, and there's really nothing that's off limits. You can get a power hitter like the Indians added in Jay Bruce, and you can get starting pitching. Carlos Quintana goes to the Cubs. Yu Darvish to the Dodgers. We see these moves happen. What if the NFL trade deadline were later in the season and you had sellers at the end of the year? Could you see a guy like Phillip Rivers maybe coming in and taking a team like Houston? And I know that they have Deshaun Watson. Houston's just an example. Or a team with an injured quarterback. Maybe you get that Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Bradford situation in November rather than August. Could you see a guy like Phillip Rivers, who's not doing anything in San Diego, but probably will do very little in Los Angeles at that soccer stadium? They give him a first round pick, Mike Williams out of Clemson. He's already injured for the year. Chargers have very little to play for. No reason to keep Rivers around on a losing team, except, in the NFL, I think that we're more provincial about our franchise players, and I think that everybody wants to see Phillip Rivers retire with a lightning bolt on his helmet. But could you see him as a guy, if the NFL trade deadline were a little bit different, as a guy that maybe could carry a team without a quarterback across the finish line? Or do you think it's too difficult to pick up an NFL offense in a week to take over like that?
I think that's an interesting question, man. I've never heard that one posed to me before, because obviously we talk about different sports where you're having one guy come over and make a huge impact. Like in the NBA, there's five guys out there on the floor. So I think if you bring one guy in to make an impact, and I think you can make a splash a lot easier than for, and I also would think that the offenses and the defenses are a lot less sophisticated when you're talking about running up and down a basketball floor versus the football field. So I think that there's a lot of things that are different about how you can get one or two guys to make a huge impact or a huge splash for your team. And in the NFL, I think you hit right on it when you were talking about it, because I think that it's very difficult to pick up an offense in a week or so. And, you know, maybe there's certain situations where this would work out, where you could go to a team where you're familiar with the system, the coach, or something along those lines, or someone that knows your skill set really well and can obviously put something together based on your skill set. But I think that it's a lot more difficult, because I think that the offenses and the defenses are way more sophisticated when you're talking about the NFL versus, like I said, NBA basketball. Five guys on the floor, less guys need to communicate. And it's a much simpler game, to be quite honest with you, than football. You've got 11 guys on a field that have to all be on the same page, and they all have a certain job to do. Whereas the NBA, again, I just think it's a lot more running up and down a floor, being able to outlast your opponent more so than necessarily being able to outsmart your opponent, out-scheme your opponent, things along those lines. So I think it's much more difficult to do in the NFL, and I think it also would have a lot to do with, like you said, the franchise player, that kind of thing. I mean, how do you match up salaries? I don't exactly know how all that type of stuff would work. So I think it's a little more complicated in the NFL, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, let me transition away from that then. And it just dawned on me when you're talking about familiarity with the coaches that you and I haven't really discussed Jay Cutler to the Dolphins as a tangible thing. I know that last Sunday we theorized on, you know, what would happen if Cutler went to the Dolphins, or, you know, would Adam Gase want to take his familiarity with Osweiler and try to, acquire the guy who might be the Browns opening day starter, depending on how much they want to rush or don't want to rush Deshaun Kizer along. But Jay Cutler to the Miami Dolphins to play until Tannehill's ready, I'm guessing. Is that something that just has disaster written all over it? Or do you look at that good year that they had in Chicago together and say, hey, maybe there's something there with Adam Gase and Jay Cutler, and maybe they can be competitive with everyone in the AFC other than the Patriots in their own division?
All right, so let me break it down for you. $17.975 million in salary for Ryan Tannehill this year. However, only $5.525 million of this 17 and change is guaranteed against injury. So he has no guarantees left other than that, which means that the Dolphins could move on from Tannehill after this year with very little financial commitment left. So that makes the Cutler move with a little bit more sense to it when you think about it, because they gave the guy $10 million, $3 million potentially in incentives and bonuses if the guy can go out there and perform. And I would have to think that they made this move thinking that there is potential that they're going to move on from Ryan Tannehill. Otherwise, why do you do this? You've got Matt Moore backing him up, and I know he's not the same guy, and truth be told, I don't know how much different Tannehill is than Matt Moore, and I don't know how much different Tannehill is than Cutler. Do you know what I'm saying? I think we're kind of comparing oranges to oranges here. It's not like it's apples to oranges in any of these situations. Cutler finds the opposite teammate more often than he finds his own teammate. I think the guys that are really going to be upset are the people in the National League Football division known as the North, my Green Bay Packers, the Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings, who are all beneficiaries of having a guy like Jay Cutler throw the ball to their team a lot. So he's going to do the same thing in the AFC. I think this was an awful move, to be quite honest with you, Jeff, because I think it really doesn't do much for Matt Moore moving forward. I think that he's going to be a guy that, again, I'm not saying he's a great quarterback, so I want to make that understood, but I think it's a direct slap in this guy's face when he was your backup quarterback, and I don't think you're getting a huge lift by going to Cutler versus Tannehill and or Matt Moore. So I don't think this move makes a lot of sense other than the fact that there's familiarity there with the coaching staff and Jay Cutler.
I think that Matt Moore is a really good backup quarterback. I think that he's one of the premium backup quarterbacks, but like he's got to stay in his lane. Now, Matt Moore is a backup quarterback. He is designed to come off the bench, maybe have to start two or three games while your starter's out, but you can't go into a season planning on having Matt Moore as your starting quarterback.
let me ask you this. With that being said, what number quarterback do you think Jay Cutler is in the league right now? Where would you put him? Top 10, top 15, top 20? Where would you put him in your mind?
I would say top 30. Okay. I would say that there are probably teams with dire quarterback situations. My beloved Cleveland Browns being one of them. I think the Arizona Cardinals are very close to being a team that would benefit from having a guy like Jay Cutler. I think the Jets would benefit from having Cutler, but it's got to be a mutually beneficial relationship. And what you said about Tannehill falling off the books after this season, Cutler's there on a 1-year deal. If he stinks, he laughs his way to the bank with $10 million and he goes into the broadcasting booth. If it works, he's tenable for a contract situation where the Dolphins would want to extend him. Let's say the Jay Cutler goes 11-5. Miami gets a wild card game because they play in the same division as the Patriots, and maybe they advance and actually win a playoff game with Jay Cutler, which would be the first time since he beat a Seattle team with a losing record, only to go on to lose to the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship. I think it's win-win for Cutler, and he doesn't really care if he's successful or not. So I think it's all of the cards are in his hands.
Okay, so where do you put Tannehill? Because I'm trying to prove a point here. Where do you put Tannehill as far as quarterbacks in the league?
Top 30, top 25.
Okay, where do you put Matt Moore in that category?
Probably in the 50s or 60s.
Okay, bottom line is, my point is this, is that from Tannehill to Jay Cutler, there's not a big drop off one way or another. And then obviously we both can agree that Matt Moore is obviously a backup. But my point is that when you're talking about winning playoff games, I don't know if that's a necessarily something that's feasible when you're talking about a quarterback being similar, in the sense of there's not much difference between Tannehill and Jay Cutler. I just don't know if they can win a playoff game. That's my whole point.
Both top 10 draft picks, both relatively disappointing.
Right, exactly. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to be back in just a few. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Manning calls out the signals, takes the snap, and drops back to throw. Deep ball down the middle of the field. Wide open, Tavares King makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. 41 yards.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and Jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He would be Jeff Rich, making me Andy. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @byjeffrich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. Hey, Jeff, look, man, I just kind of want to go around some things with you and just kind of get your opinion, your take, your feel on just things that I throw at you. And for that matter, man, you can throw things at me as well. We can go back and forth. If you have a couple things to throw at me, that's great. If not, I'll just throw things at you and see what you think. So the first thing that I'm going to throw at you would be the Colin Kaepernick thing. As we know, there's been some news about August 23rd as a potential date for a rally, a protest right outside the NFL headquarters in fashion to obviously make people aware of what's going on, because people feel like this guy should have a job and people feel like he's getting blackballed throughout the NFL. So where do you sit on the Colin Kaepernick rally if it happens? Does this help him? Does this hurt him? What do you think?
Well, let's just hope it's peaceful. I mean, that's at the beginning of the day when we have these people gathering to demonstrate, you always have opponents and proponents of the cause. And unfortunately, society has handled things poorly in that realm of late, and of this weekend especially. I think that, you know, the squeaky wheel may get the grease, but you know, you're going to wonder after he signed, if there's all this outside pressure, if this is a move, you know, if a move to acquire Kaepernick would be organic or not. And I'm not sure if it matters at this point, but, you know, once he's on a roster, he's going to have to play, and, you know, whoever starts in front of him is going to feel the pressure of this guy that's been blackballed off of rosters. Maybe he's going to be blackballed on depth charts. I think that it's going to be an ongoing saga, and unless he plays and plays well, or plays and plays obviously poorly, I think that there's going to be controversy surrounding Colin Kaepernick until he decides that he no longer wants to play football. And that's just the way that it's going to be. You know, it's, everything is going to be a big deal in the present, but I think after the fact, like, you know, like the whole saga of him kneeling or sitting for the national anthem, you know, it bothered me as a veteran at first. You know, I I don't oppose this cause. You know, I said it on Facebook the other day to a friend. You know, the injustices exist, you know, and shame on those police officers who act poorly, and shame on the systemic nature of targeting black communities for low level crimes that, you know, their white counterparts aren't facing. I understand that's out there. Villainizing cops, the pig socks, you know, there's a lot of things about Kaepernick that I don't care for, but he's got the right to protest. And when he gets acquired by a team, you know, he could stand, sit, kneel for, you know, he could treat it like an entire Catholic mass for all I care throughout the song. You know, I think that we blew it out of proportion. And I think that the people that like me that blew it out of proportion look back with a little bit of regret these days.
Well, I did get a comment here on Facebook Live that I think is worthy of reading. Someone says, I don't think it's necessary to help him. It brings attention to him, his cause. But until a GM pulls the trigger on giving him a chance, nothing else is going to help him. Look, I think that the bottom line where I sit on the Colin Kaepernick thing is that when we're talking about the football stuff, it's not a question of whether or not people think he can play in this league. I think it's more about whether or not people want to take on the potential headache of what this guy could do for your locker room. So because I think he wants to
play. I don't even think it's that. I don't think it's the locker room. I think it's legitimate pressure that you're going to have these armchair quarterbacks or armchair activists from the outside. They're going to insist that when he gets onto a roster, that he not only plays, but he starts, he becomes the captain of the team, gets to call the coin toss.
Well, I think that that's a little absurd, because at this point, he hasn't proven the fact that he's capable of going out there and being a starter in this league when your record is what it is for him over the past few seasons. So I think that that's a little bit far-fetched. I do think that it would be nice for him, or ideal for him, to go to a situation where he can have an opportunity to start, but automatically to think that he's going to get treated in that way, shape, or form is quite absurd if you
but
ask
Dorf,
me.
That's the, Dorf, that's the way it's going to be, because you're bringing in non-sports fans, and even sports fans are ridiculous, but you bring in these non-sports fans, they're like, oh, why is he sitting on the bench? You know, we're done arguing top 64, and now we're arguing top 32 all of a sudden. I think that it's just going to escalate. I think that, I don't like the slippery slope fallacy. I admit that it is a fallacy, but it's definitely very real in this case.
All right, and speaking of sitting, great segue, man. How do you think the Oakland Raiders running back Marshawn Lynch sitting during the national anthem against the Arizona Cardinals, how do you think that affects him moving forward? Is this a no big deal? Is this just a one-time thing? Was this him not aware of what was going on? What do you think was going on with Marshawn Lynch when he decided to sit during the national anthem against the Arizona Cardinals?
He claims he's been sitting for the song for 11 years. So, Jack Del Rio said it's not a big deal to him, to each his own. I'm going to kind of side with Del Rio. You know, I have my choices for how I treat the playing of the national anthem at sporting events. And, you know, Marshawn Lynch has his. And, you know, I think at this point I'm numb to it. There's no more body blows with this thing. I think the initial shock reaction with Kaepernick doing it for the reasons that he was doing it, and then trying to say that it wasn't, you know, that it wasn't about our military or our veterans. You know, I think that it was just like being cold cocked at this point. I think that I just got one of those buddy nudges on the shoulder because I've just been hit with it for so long. So it's not a big deal to me at all.
I just don't know when it ends. I guess that's my thought when you're talking about Marshawn Lynch sitting now, and other people may or may not do this. We'll have to see what happens. But
here's my advice for people that are bothered by it. Don't express your emotion on this. Enough's been said. Don't let them get the rise out of you that you think that they're trying to get, and it will become less and less of a big deal, and it won't affect you as much. And that's, I mean, at the end of the day, that's all I really have to say about it.
That's good advice, and I'm not bothered by it. It's just one of those things where I just figure, look, you listen to your bosses, man. If they tell you to stand for this stuff, you stand for this stuff. That's all, and I totally get where you're coming from. We've already talked a lot about it, but again, the Ezekiel Elliott 6-game suspension, should he let it stand? Should he fight it? Where do you sit on that, Jeff?
Oh, I think he should fight it. I mean, I think he should fight it. I don't think that he's going to win, but I think that when you're talking about that many millions of dollars, and, you know, I know he's on a rookie contract and everything, but when you're talking about the millions of dollars that you stand to lose in endorsements, you know, by not being on the field, not being a marketable person, I think that he's got to fight it at least to express that he believes that he's innocent.
All right, so let's kind of shift gears and let's move on a little bit, and we'll change gears to a certain degree. We didn't really talk much about this, but we did mention it. Usain Bolt going down injured in the last race. Does this guy call it quits? Is he done, or does he come back like a Michael Phelps did year in and year out after people thought he'd be done, after he would say he'd be done? Where do you sit on Usain Bolt?
Usain Bolt runs one race. Michael Phelps swam many races, including the relays, and Usain Bolt runs the 100-meter dash. He never tried to transition into being a 400 runner or a 200 runner. He just likes running that, you know, that fast 10 seconds. And when he did it at the peak of his game, he was the very best at it, the very best ever to do it, and he's just not that guy anymore. And if he doesn't want to transition to doing a different event, then yes, he is done. And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being the king for a day or a week or a couple of years, as the case was with Usain Bolt. But when you don't have it, you don't have it anymore. And unfortunately, track and field, the margin for error and that shelf life is very brief.
All right. Speaking of the short life, Conor McGregor, and we've obviously got Mayweather, Money Mayweather coming up here. And we'll have a couple more stabs at this potentially before the fight takes place, or at least we will. Next week we'll have a stab at it as well to talk about it. But do you ultimately think that this is a one-sided fight? Does Conor McGregor have any shot whatsoever, in your humble opinion, to make this interesting? Does Money toy with him? Does it go short? Does it go long? Where do you sit on this fight? Are you interested? Also, does it intrigue you at all?
I don't think that it does. I think that it's kind of a joke. I think that Conor McGregor is going to hold his own, and I think that there's going to be a lot said about it, because I think it goes the distance. I think if Floyd plays his game, fights his fight, plays the defense, and prevents McGregor from getting that one shot in. So I would say that, you know, I think that that's the whim, you know, the women of hope for Conor McGregor, is that he gets that kill shot in. But I just don't see Floyd allowing it to happen. I think that McGregor's quick, but I think that Floyd plays defense quicker, and I think being a technical fighter versus being a knockout fighter is going to play to Floyd's advantage, and I think it goes 12. I don't think it's very exciting, and I think that Floyd wins it decidedly.
See, I think if it goes 12 rounds, I would almost think that Mayweather loses. You know what I'm saying? Because we're talking
about... Do you recall Floyd Mayweather knockout? I know that he's fighting a guy that's, for lack of a better term, an amateur in the sweet science in boxing. And I just don't recall Floyd ever knocking anyone out, so it's difficult to predict.
Look, I mean, Mayweather has fought so many fights, and he's going up against a guy who's 0-0. So if this thing goes 12 rounds, I personally think that Mayweather loses, and it only helps Conor McGregor marketing-wise. It only helps him as far as thinking that he is potentially able to make it that easy to switch over and go to boxing, like from MMA. I just think there's so many bad things that can happen for Money Mayweather from this fight, that if he doesn't knock him out in the first like 6 or 7 rounds, at least knock him out. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean that he has to keep him down for a 10 count, an 8 count, or things along those lines, Jeff. I just want to see Money Mayweather knock this guy around a little bit, knock him down. If McGregor can get up, that's great. That's super. I'd love to see it. But truth be told, I think if this fight goes the distance, Mayweather loses. Boxing loses. He needs to go out there and show you that it's not that easy to just come over to a sport when you're 0-0 going up against arguably the best pound for pound fighter of all time. So I think it's one of those things where it's a lose-lose unless this guy knocks him out.
I don't know. I mean, I just think that what's going to happen is that it's going to be it's going to be a point where you just can't give it to McGregor for standing up for 12 rounds. I just don't think that that's going to happen. So I think it's going to be disappointing. I think that I'm going to be in Fort Collins, Colorado that day watching the very first college football game between Oregon State and Colorado State. So that's where my interest lies on August 26th.
All right, last one for you, man. So we're getting down to it in Major League Baseball. Who's that one team that you think has a little run in them that's just a little bit on the outside looking in? I personally think it's the St. Louis Cardinals. Who's yours?
Well, I don't know that they're that much on the outside looking in. You know, if the season ended today, not in the playoffs. You know, I would give it to one of those teams in the American League East. You know, and I think that the Boston Red Sox are starting to play with some momentum. I don't believe in the Cleveland Indians at all this year. And St. Louis Cardinals in the National League. I don't think that anybody messes with the Dodgers, though. So it's really difficult for me to even get excited about it.
All right. We got to take another quick pause for the cause. And then we're going to wrap things up here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. So keep it close, everybody. We love thoughts. We love opinions. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich. At Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back, everybody.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it, and I can take it.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, they can say, oh, well, we took the belt, and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real... Jose was KO'd, Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-weight world champion, and that's it. And that's it.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
Yeah.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of today's program that has absolutely flown by. Always does when I'm talking sports with Jeff Rich. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He would be Jeff Rich. You can always hit us up on Twitter at @byJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But each and every week at this time, we do our parting shots. Jeff, you're up, brother. It is parting shot time. Go ahead.
Man, what a good show. We talked some baseball as we talk about playoffs, so we were getting excited for football season to start up. So I'm going to go NBA here, and I'm going to talk about dirty laundry. You know, I like to put my dirty laundry in the washer and then the dryer and not out on social media. Come on, LeBron James. Grow up a little bit. I understand this situation with Kyrie Irving is a little bit difficult, and it affects your future in a great way. But, you know, you look at LeBron's feed, he's going to condemn the Nazis and everything else like we all should. But he's also being kind of a baby at being passive aggressive. And, you know, I look forward to Cavaliers basketball, but I don't really enjoy this stuff off the court with one LaDrama James.
Yeah, it's been interesting, man. It's been a crazy one. Mine's going to be to the kids, man. Little League, World Series, man. It's just like the best thing. It's so refreshing. It's so awesome because it is the purest form of watching sports when you're watching those young kids go out there and do battle on the field, man. So give it up to the kids playing in the Little League World Series or on their opportunity to play in the Little League World Series. But for Jeff, for Scott, I got to say it's been a great show. I would be the Dorf man saying we'll talk to you next week right here on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Be safe, everybody. Peace out. We'll talk to you next week right here. Keep it close, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.